Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Gar. Like, having a good morning, afternoon, whatever you're going through in life today. Today, we have a very special guest today. And when I say special, I mean he's really special. In a sense of like, he can't hold his mic up. No, I was kidding.
By mic, you mean?
My dick. No, I was kidding. But it's Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey, yo, what's up? What is good, Needs Garlic family?
Well, first of all, I don't have a family. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, you said that in the last episode.
Oh.
I
mean,
he's very inconsistent.
Sometimes he loves us, sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, a little bit. It's because sometimes Hero gets me so mad. And then
Tweety's adopted.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. Found him on the street in the dumpster bag, and then I was going to kick it, but then he was, like, started crying. So, like, I don't know.
He was begging to be on the podcast.
Yeah, so we brought him in. And then we were like, well, if we brought one random guy in the podcast, we should bring another random guy to the podcast, and that's Eric. I'm pretty sure you heard of Eric before in a sense of like us mentioning him, him with like mishandling things and him not be able to grab or use things, you know, because, but here's the reason why. Eric, you want to go off on that and like kind of talk to them and
a little mini introduction to
My name is Eric. Let's see. The biggest thing about me is I'm fucking disabled, you know? I don't have a left hand. Well, I kind of do, but my fingies are, like, really small. No bones except for, like, maybe the fucking thumb.
The way you flick it. I like that. Yeah, I wish you could flick me like that.
So, how old are you?
I am 27 right now.
Oh, shit. I thought he was younger than us, honestly.
Why? Because of his hand? No, I was kidding.
No, because Hero... Of course, everybody's younger than Hero, but...
I'm not that old.
No, I thought me and Oscar were way older than you. I thought maybe by like 2 years.
No, dude. Have you seen this?
I'm just kidding. Oh. Damn. That's full grown. That's a grown man.
That's a full grown size man right there. Above average.
So, are you from Houston?
Aaron? Yeah, born and raised Houston, Texas.
H-Town, throw it up. On the other hand.
Oh, my God.
But in all seriousness, Eric, you know, like what has it been like, you know, growing up with, you know, your hand like that, and how were you able to, like, I guess, manage,
handle things, you know?
It's not been easy, I'll tell you that. I mean, when you're a kid or whatever, like, it's easy to get made fun of, and you know, there's a lot of stuff like I can't do, like. Like in school, I couldn't really participate in much because what am I going to do with no left hand, you know? So I pretty much sat out most things, found comfort in games. That's what I do. I play Pokemon. I play Yu-Gi-Oh. That's how I met these guys.
That is how we met, playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
And
with it's one of Beal's branches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a branch.
Well, be Heroes, under Heroes branch. Heroes your grandpa, technically.
Oh, yeah. In our Yu-Gi-Oh family tree.
Shout out Bio, he brought me over here.
Wherever he is right now.
Wherever he is right now, he's probably sucking dick.
Probably home masturbating or something, but... But, like, so as far as, like, school... I mean, that was you as a kid, right? Like, doing... missing out, I guess. Not in a mean way. But how that affect you, like, as a grown-up, as an adult? Like,
Has it been less?
Pretty much been less. I mean, as everybody grows up, everybody learns to respect, like, people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you always get that like sense of like false positivity, you know?
Oh, like they're just being nice to you because you're disabled?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Like you don't think you'd notice, but you notice, you know.
Now, does it bother you that we bring it up sometimes, or?
Nah, I learned to fucking joke about it, you know.
But I'm pretty sure it's different, like with friends, and then compared to like a random person on the street.
Oh,
like,
yeah, of course.
And that's with everything, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Like when
too.
Someone calls me a midget on the street, like I run up them and I'm like,
oh my god, the Mr. Pablix. But I know last time it was like off the record, like we weren't doing an episode. We were like kind of like getting to know Eric deeper. And Jigo's Deep Part 2? I was kidding.
This was the prequel, though.
Yeah,
we were just having a regular game night.
Yeah, and something that, like, kind of, like, going off of what you said, like, what's your opinion about, like, being treated, like, differently? Like, how was your perspective of that growing up compared to, like, now? And do you think it's, like, fair for someone to treat you differently because you're disabled? Or...
That is a thinker right there. I mean, of course, like, I need some help whenever I need it, but, like, you know, with people being so, like, oh, let me help you in, like, a demeaning way, it's kind of like,
like, they need to take care of you kind of thing.
Yeah, they, like, they do it more for them, like, to look good instead of, like, being actually helpful.
Kind of like those people that, like, they have, like, a video camera. And then, and they're like good deed,
and then like those YouTubers, you know, like FoozyTube or whatever that guy was called.
Well, pay no attention to that camera over there.
But I'll turn it off. I see that though, and I think to myself, like, is that really necessary?
It really isn't.
It makes me wonder, like, is it really you being a genuine person and being helpful and being nice, or are you doing it for the views?
The only ones I kind of agree with is the ones that end up collecting money from their viewers, and they use that same money to give to someone else. Like, me and my viewers raised, you know, $10,000 for you. Like,
so here's some food, or here's some,
no, like, he gives them the $10,000.
Oh, okay. That's
specifically raised for him. I mean, he could have kept, like, some money,
or all of it, even too,
or most, or half of it. What if they raised $20,000? But you hope that he's doing everything in good faith and not really keeping any of the money. And I think some of them show screenshots and stuff like that, but
yeah,
you never know.
And is that how, like, you see things too, when someone trying to help you? Like, do you question it every single time someone that, like, offers you help, or have you gotten used to it? Like, oh, I don't really care anymore. Like, you know what I mean?
Gotten used to it. I mean, nothing I can do about it. I can't just go off on a random person, you know?
What's the hardest thing for you to physically do?
Manual, like, labor and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, I kind of feel like a sissy boy when I can't, like, cut the yard, like, a typical Mexican, you know.
Trying to go back to your roots.
Yeah. Well, that's what you have Luis for. You can just call him up and do your lawn. You know, it's perfect. And
yeah.
No.
Well, it just feels bad. I can't help out.
I didn't
even
really think about it. You always use your both hands to work some tools and shit.
Yeah. Does it affect you, like, cooking? Like, do you cook a lot because, or you don't really because you can't, or you don't want to, or what's the...
I feel like I could if I put my mind to it. I mean, it's not really that hard. I mean, you just need one hand to flip a pan or whatever.
Yeah, I told you, Tweety.
But I never really tried it. Just cooked some simple stuff like eggs and ham. I haven't really tried anything more advanced.
Like a souffle? Or like a beef Wellington?
Oh, shit.
Those, what's it called? What is that? When Gordon Ramsay made it on one of those shows, it was like
risotto.
The restaurant.
Dude, I tried risotto the other day.
That's what it's called, risotto.
Oh my god,
is it good?
I freaking fell in love, bro. I did not want to leave that place.
Where was it, in your mom's kitchen?
Yeah.
Hey, your mom makes some bomb ass food, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Thanks.
And some bomb ass Sheila. An avocado today. Who made that?
Oh, that was me.
You know, I was alright.
Wow, I was okay. Need some work.
Yeah, and need that mother love.
Like, no avocado in it.
It was all.
But anyways, so I guess, Eric, what advice do you have for people out there that have any disability, from like minor to major? Like, what would you like to say if we have those viewers or listeners? I don't know.
If you could speak to little Eric.
Yeah. Or yeah, even your past though. Like, what would you like say, or what would you do differently and stuff like that?
Just don't be ashamed. Like, you know, like, I know from experience, like, I used to just hide my hand, or people would tell me to hide it in public so that I wouldn't get made fun of. And that's not a way to live. You just gotta be out there, live your life, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of what people will think, because you limit yourself. Like, if I would just, like, stay in my house all day, I wouldn't be here with some friend, you know. That's all I got to say. To little Eric, you know.
Oh, little baby Eric. Yeah.
Get out there.
You're your head for everything.
You're right. I'm very sensitive. I'm just kidding.
No, it's okay. I get it. But the thing, I like what you said there, because I know, like, a lot of people have a hard time, like, and I'm not saying that I know everything, right? I'm just, from what I've experienced from people, like, growing up.
It is a show.
Stop it.
It's his show.
But, like, I do know that I met people, you know, in school and stuff like that, and, you know, they were disabled. And I'm not going to lie and say, like, oh, I felt like I had to. And I know that's something you brought up. But, like, I've learned now, right, to kind of, like, let them do their own thing. Mm-hmm. Because at the same time, like, if you do everything for them, how are they going to be on their own?
Yeah, they have to learn to be independent, like, even with their disability. Like, I think people, whatever it is,
yeah,
a lot of them learn to just live, like, adjust everything to accommodate their disability.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's different. Like, obviously, like, there's more things that, you know, people can do that others can't. And I feel like people take that for, like, granted. Like, oh, like, you know, I can't do this. But then, like, well, think about what other people, like, can they do this too? Like, can you do it? Or are you just being lazy? Like, for people, like, that aren't disabled and stuff like that. And I kind of wanted to, like, kind of come on here and just talk about it a little bit more. Because I know we goof off sometimes and we joke about it and everything. But I think it was nice to, like, kind of sit down and really talk about this. And just know that it is a thing, you know. And a lot of people see it as, like, oh, it's not important. Like, there's other people for that.
Yeah,
you know, and but I mean, Tweety, you've been quiet, and you have any like comments or questions about, like for Eric or any concerns?
But, like, are you concerned for Eric?
Some suggestions I could make. No, just I guess I was gonna say just like besides gaming, because that's kind of like the side that we know you mostly. It's like, what other things do you like to do? Like. When we don't pick you up. What is Eric outside of, like, Needs Girl Like stuff?
And Yu-Gi-Oh. Because it's not really our stuff. You know, it's Konami. Oh, it's Konami stuff. Hiro just made the tournament.
Nothing much. I mean,
that's it.
That's it. I mean, I don't work. I mean, I don't have that kind of social life, you know.
How does that work when it comes to, like, like employment or unemployment, or like, is there something that you get, like, if you don't work, or, you know, like, can you go more into like stuff like that?
I'm pretty sure I get a check every month, but that all of it goes to paying the rent. And then, like, I get like a small cut of it, you know, just to entertain myself.
To get access code.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so if you like, cause I know you can, and I know you would like to, but like, if you were to work, does that disability check go away?
Or and I lose the health insurance.
Oh, wow. That
I know, like, there's different kind of jobs. Like, there's fast food, like, part-time, and there's full-time jobs, like, kind of like formers, right? But, like, so if you were to, like, work with someone that's, like, a full-time job, like, you wouldn't be eligible for, like, their insurance? Or is it different from, like, government insurance? Or,
like, all I know is I'm on a, I think it's Medicaid or Medicare or something like that.
Obamacare? No, I was kidding. Obamacare. It's not that.
I mean, it's pretty much worth. I mean, I wouldn't want to lose it just because I use it for, like, pretty much everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, what kind of doctor visits do you do? Like, stuff like that. Like, what do they have to check?
Just
or general. Is there anything, like, check-ups you have to be wary of, like?
Not really. I mean, besides the disability, I'm pretty much good. Well, I'm overweight.
Oh. Aren't we all?
Well, that's a different story for a different time. Yeah. We're on next episode of obesity. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, not on screen. It's the gym.
Slowly but surely. You know.
You're looking a little sexy over there.
Thanks. Oh, me or Eric? Oh, sorry. Huh?
Oh. Both.
Are we doing this right now?
No. We'll take a small break.
You did it.
Also, for the record, Eric, I don't think none of us are really like that handyman or that manly, because I don't think none of us are very
efficient
with tools. I mean, Tweety. Like, at work, kind of, sort of. But
yeah, because I know
he was not using the bathroom when he's at
work. Honestly, like, or cutting vegetables. I was kidding.
Oh, yeah.
But like, no, yeah, like, I mean, all that handyman stuff growing up, really, I didn't. Not to compare it, but I didn't do handy stuff either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, different circumstances. Like, I know the typical, like, oh, your dad, you just
my dad, that stuff. Yeah, my dad is, like, super handy. I
can't relate. But anyways, sorry. No, it's okay. It's fine.
But, I'm not like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not like my dad at all. Like, he's like, you don't
know. I think it's more
this.
Of a culture, like, thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because my dad's a hardworking guy, you know. Even when he's not at work, he's at home always doing something. And I'm just like, dang, I'm just here playing video games when I could be helping them out or whatever.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, my grandma, she's always up and about. No matter how old she gets, she's like, I can't just sit down and do stuff. She's like,
she watches Judge Judy every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then she wants to splurge a little bit with Judge Judy. Yeah, but no, yeah,
in
like
a novella.
It wasn't until, like, I got to a former's where, like, I actually realized that, oh shoot, like, I have to, you know, I have to fucking learn how to do this shit. Like, I had to, like, use a flathead screw, or I have to use like socket ratchets or whatever. I'm like, bro, like, what is it?
Yeah, I learned a lot.
How do I bend a wing? I didn't know that was a thing where you bend a wing for a former. I didn't know former was a thing either.
I didn't know how complicated it was.
But Tweety's been like with his dad working. You know, yeah. He has a chance to be with his dad and work.
I guess Tweety's the most.
I'm like somebody over here.
Part time. Every other weekend, you mean?
Well, at least that was every other weekend. I'm sorry. I can't have the jokes.
Yeah.
This is about area, okay? No.
I got familiar with it just because of the making cabinets and all that stuff.
You make cabinets?
Mm-hmm. Furniture, all that.
I made sex toys with it. No, I was kidding.
They were all wooden, though.
Oh, wow. Splinter time. In the city.
Splendid.
Well, as far as like you, Eric, do you have questions for us? For NG, the one thing I like about you, Eric, is like you're the only one, okay, not the only one, because I know Bio has commented some questions too, but like I like how you always like respond to our questions.
You're very interactive. You're one of the most interactive.
You're like our number one fan. I think
right now, yes,
honestly. Yeah, right now, because Dario, like, he slacks and like he says he listens but he doesn't
interact like
Eric. Yeah, he doesn't like talk to us, answer our questions. He doesn't like come over here and slap my ass every now
Eric's
and then.
Eric's made memes with our pictures. Oh, yeah, I think that's funny.
But yeah, like, do you have anything for us while we have you in this intimate moment?
Not really. I would just like to thank the Needs Garlic for coming into my life, you know.
Wow.
I only interact because it feels like a homie hangout, you know.
It does. It really does. Just chilling.
Well, and then Tweety, but whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
the one employee.
Looking forward to every episode and seeing what the homies are up to, you know. It's great. Well,
I'm glad you brought that up, because for the next segment, we're going to be using that bed over there. Oh, I was kidding. And there is four of us. I think we all fit. Mm. No, but... Eric, I don't know if you... no, you know what? You do know, because you listen to all the episodes. And I know Tweety and Hero are very excited for this next segment.
Wait, I was going to say, have you listened to like the old ones?
Oh, yeah, before we move on. Like, yeah.
When did you start listening? Like around?
I think it was the Baby Wipes episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. It was like the revitalization then.
Yeah,
it was like the second or third episode.
Did you happen to hear the movie reviews?
I have not.
That's good. Yeah, that's so very good. Good job. A real fan. No,
it was one-sided.
Yeah.
Somebody else going to talk about the lights or colors.
You know how like right now, we're like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know, we're building the universe like that. The movie's idea was like the DC, like now, like DCEU. That's how it was. We had those good moments with Batman's fight scene, and then we had like this weird-ass moment with Superman. And then the movies was like the Flash movie, because
I haven't seen it.
Save your money. Do not watch that movie at all, because apparently Warner Brothers likes to hire criminals, and you know how that goes. But I think now we're ready for the next segment. Yeah,
the main event.
The meat of the burger.
The meat of the burger with no vegetables, right, Hero?
No vegetables.
Extra.
Just meat and cheese.
Meat. Extra bacon. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, real quick. Oscar, do you remember that 10 patty burger?
Oh my God.
No, it wasn't 10. It was 5. I'm sorry.
It was 10 together.
God damn.
Yeah. Quick story time. Me and Hero during COVID, right? We obviously didn't like, okay, we were like always hanging out. And we were watching this show called Radiant, right? Like an anime. I recommend it. It's really good. Funimation or Crunchyroll. But anyways, he was like, bro, we should get a 5-meat patty at Whataburger and just freaking eat that shit. And I was like, I don't think I can do it. This is before I was like worried about my weight, whatever. So we go to Whataburger. We get the fucking burger. It's huge. Like
fat, bro.
Like, it was bigger than Hero's ass. Like, that's how big it was.
But not
it was,
as juicy.
Yeah,
but
not as juicy, but it was as thick as Hero's ass. None. Man, we ate that shit, and then the burgers happened.
And then we ate the burgers.
That was our main. The ass was our main course. But yeah, sorry.
That just reminded me of it.
That's okay.
Wait, is that what you spend most of your time thinking about? Just burger.
That one time we had that, we specifically said no veggies to make it lighter.
Yeah, to make it.
That's why you said it.
Of course. But ever since then, we lost the veggie taste. Then. No, but anyways.
I'm ready now.
So for those of you that have been with us, it all started with the NG crew doing Gen 1 with Oscar's fuck up of the draft. Then we had our guest, Bio, do Gen 2 of our draft.
Pokemon
Yeah, and then actually he did pretty well. He did pretty well, I think, from what I remember. And now we're going to do our Pokemon Gen 3 draft with your boy, Eric. And if for those of you that don't remember how this works, we're just going to take turns. Not really take turns, but it's like a little system that we have. And we're going to pick a Pokemon, all right? Now, once that Pokemon is taken, the other people in the group cannot take that Pokemon.
Unless it's by combat.
Yeah, okay. So now, some of the rules that people are confused about, you can pick pre-evolutions and evolutions. So you can't pick the first base starter, whatever, and then the third evolution or the fifth or the sixth, whatever. And then we're going to keep going until we reach six. And then at the end of that, we're going to go ahead and compare and talk about our picks. And since Eric is our guest for today, we're going to go ahead and start off with him with the first pick of our Pokemon Gen 3 draft. So take it away, Eric. Let's see how we're going
to
do this.
I swear all to right. God, if you pick my number
one, I'm going
to
start off strong and go with my boy Kyogre.
Whoa. Damn. All right, all right.
Let me take that off Hero? My list.
Hero.
My first pick is going to be lame for y'all, but he's my favorite Pokemon of all time. I freaking love him.
Piplup? No, I was kidding. All Gen 4.
Yeah. Treecko.
Treecko, wow.
What a waste.
I know it feels like a waste, but I love him so much. He's my favorite of all time.
Yeah, you should have because I was going to pick him after you picked Charizard. But
I told you. I literally warned you.
I have to, pick.
The proof was in the pudding, my friend. It was in the episode.
I have to pick.
Do it.
The real good boy, Rayquaza.
Nice. If I was stupid. No, I was kidding. All right. For me, it's going to be.
Don't let Hero get a legendary.
Stop. Actually, I don't mind him getting a legendary because it's going to be Salamence. Ooh, dang. Salamence, baby.
That was on top.
All right.
Who did you pick? I'm sorry.
I picked Kyogre.
Kyogre.
And then my next pick is going to be Milotic.
Ooh,
Milotic, nice, baby. Nice. All right. What do you got?
This is too
big one.
Go right now.
Pick one right now.
I'll pick Metagross.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Oh, man. That was literally my next pick, bro. And I thought about it, too, about picking him next. All right. Hero?
All right. This is another favorite of mine. Blaziken.
Ooh. Oh, that's going to pick Grovyle. Just go on the
Just to be a dick man.
Daring, isn't he? All right, Eric.
All right. I'm going to go with Latias.
Ooh.
That's a good one. That's
it is. And then you go again.
I got to go again, huh? Yeah. So I'll pick Skeptile.
Ooh.
Right from under you.
Right from under your legs. All right.
Right from in between them.
Can I pick Misty? No, I'm just kidding. Gender draft? I'm just kidding.
Give her a little fisty.
Oh, shit. Remember when Ash would roast Misty in the first season?
Oh, yeah.
Classic. All right, Hero. What's
thinking,
it going to be?
All right. Somebody pick for him.
No. All right, Pikachu.
No, I pick Wurmple.
Pikachu.
I pick Squala.
Caterpie from Gen 3. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to say this wrong. Groudon.
Groudon?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't mess that up.
Okay.
All right. But Tweety?
I'm actually surprised I get to pick this. But Gardevoir.
Oh, no way!
I was waiting for some horny dude to fucking pick Gardevoir, man.
That's the thing. Tweety's always horny.
That's the thing, Cap. That's my secret, Cap.
That would have been Peel's first three picks.
Is it a female Gardevoir or a male Gardevoir?
The man one. I was kidding.
The boy.
No, all right. For me, back-to-back, baby, I'm going to go with Flygon.
Ooh,
all right. And then my next one's
underrated.
Flygon? Yeah. And then I might butcher this myself, actually, because I don't know how to speak English. Slaking.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Not good. Mm-hmm. Not good. All defense.
Right. I need a defense in my life. I'm just kidding.
Sleepy boy. No.
All right.
See.
I got to take out my list because some people took mine. I'm doing good. I think my list is still kind of strong. I like this.
Okay. I feel like I'm leaning into a certain type.
So that's how you do your girlfriends. No, I'm just kidding.
Shit.
I'm going to go with
They're always the crazy time. One.
I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. You heard it right here, everybody. His garlic. Wow. He likes the crazy ones.
I hope pick.
And her different, she's her friend, so that doesn't really count.
Oh, yeah. It's just an associate.
Yeah, she's an associate degree.
I'll pick Altaria.
Oh, that's cute. That's you know, if you want to lose a gym.
I love Swablu, though.
Aw.
He's very cute.
You think he's really cute, friend?
Yeah.
You know, you want to... Hero?
I don't know. I think I might say this wrong, too.
It's okay. We're loving this.
Aggron?
Oh, okay. That was my next pick, for sure.
All right.
It's back to me.
Back to you, friend.
I'm going to pick Regirock.
Ooh.
Just for the meme.
Honestly, I didn't pick any of the Reggies on my list.
Nobody asked what you picked, right? Okay. I was kidding.
Wanting to go again, huh?
They're just not.
Yeah, you go again.
It's your fifth pick.
Oh, my teams always need an electric type, so I'm going to go with Magnectric.
Oh, that's good. That was good. That was good. That was good.
All right, my fifth pick. I'm going to pick Absol.
Ooh. Emo. Okay. Emo puppy.
Okay, okay.
Emo poopy.
And then Tweety?
I have to pick him because he's one of my favorites of all time.
Charmander? No, I was kidding.
Sharpedo.
Sharpedo. That's a good one.
I was
going to
pick that. I was between that one and Absol.
All right, so this should be my fourth, my fifth and sixth right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So my fifth is going to be Swampert.
Nice.
Swampert, baby.
I'm going to pick that as number six.
And then my final pick, now this is going to be a tough one because, let's see. You know what? Just because I don't have a legendary, I'm going to do Deoxys.
Oh, damn, that was my pick, bro. Oh,
so there you go. That's it for me. Tweety, take it away.
I did get legendary.
I don't know. Oh my god. No.
No.
There's too many good last picks.
I had to get Swampert, but I was waiting for it. Cause
I feel like I need a fire type.
You get Blaziken. Oh.
Hey.
Oh, fuck. You're stupid. No, I was kidding.
Mm. You wasted your pick.
You got camera up there, you know.
He's pretty close, but I think I'm going to go with a cuter one.
Pikachu.
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 Torkoal.
Oh.
He's not pretty. I mean, he's not cute.
I say, yeah, he's cute. Yeah. I remember that scene.
Remember when he was drowning in the ocean?
I was going to reference. He was like trying to help and he just sinks to the bottom of the ocean.
I'm pretty sure he got murdered. No, I was kidding.
My last pick is.
Hui.
Ludicolo.
Oh, that was a good honor. That
Mexican
was a good one.
Pokemon.
Oh, that could be for Luis.
Oh, yeah.
No, he would like that one a lot.
He's going to name it after Luis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Luis. Panchito.
The what? I was kidding.
I'm going to end it off with Jirachi.
Ooh. That one was good. That
make
was,
a wish.
Yeah. Well, okay. I was going to say something, but never mind. Now, are we going to do some honorable mentions? We can each take one.
Yeah. Okay. Honorable mention.
Now, mine was going to be the counterpart to Eric. So, Latios.
Oof.
That was a good. I was iffy about picking him on my list, but I was like, I gotta wait on that one. So that's my honorable mention, Latios.
Can we get like six honorable mentions?
Six honorable mention draft. Yeah.
Can we pick 30 in their box? I can't even pick this one. I have to.
It's honorable mention.
This is like my second favorite.
All right, what is it?
Sfeel.
Sfeel. Oh, look, cute chuckers.
Yeah.
That's my Sfeel. No, I was kidding him.
Mine's probably Nuzleaf. He looks cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like him.
I prefer C-Dub.
He has thick thighs.
Hey, yo. Maybe I should be calling him. No, I was kidding him.
I was going to mention Grovyle because in the anime he looks so cool with the little stick in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you didn't pick Grovyle or the whole tree. No, I was kidding him.
No, electric.
No, I think overall we did pretty good. You want to go over your full team, your full list? If you remember.
If you can
remember. Do you remember? I put an asterisk over mine, so.
Well, let's see. I picked Kyogre because that's the game I started off with, Pokemon Sapphire, which is also a birth month, September. So.
Hey, let's go.
Then Latias because
of that ass. I'm just kidding.
For real. No, I just like Latias better than Latios. More of a color preference, you know, because it's red.
Really? Because you're on green team.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, I was going to be on red team, but I had to support the homie. Shout out green team.
Because he was struggling.
And then Sceptile, because he's green. green team. And then shout outs to my boy Mitchell. That's his favorite Pokemon.
Who's Mitchell?
You haven't seen Mitchell?
No, I was kidding.
I didn't know you liked Pokemon.
Cameo? Maybe in the future.
He just pops in right now.
It's going to be a post-credit scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the post-credit scene. You guys hear like Mitchell talking. He's like, fine, I'll do it myself.
We're assembling a team.
And then we go for Regirock for the meme. Then Manectric because it's the only good electric type in that whole region. And then Jirachi because it's cute.
Very diverse
Pikachu. Well, technically, Pikachu's there because of Ash, so I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right, Hero, your final list?
Mine's Trico, Blaziken, both really cool. They just look cool. That's honestly the only reason I picked all of these, because they look cool.
Okay, sure.
Groudon, I said it wrong now. Aggron, Absol, and Ludicolo.
See, I almost picked Absol.
Ludicolo's funny. Like, he just looks like...
He reminds me of you.
He'd be a good friend.
And Luisa.
They're about the same height, no? Yeah, no, they
did. Probably.
I think Ludicolo's taller.
He's probably like 5'4".
It's probably because of the sombrero.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Hero sombrero still. And he's still under 5'5".
All right, Tweety. While he's looking it up, what's your final list?
I don't have that order. I forgot
which okay,
order.
It's okay. The order. You got it.
It's Rayquaza, Gardevoir, Metagross, Altaria. For the Floof. And Sharpedo. And then last one was Torkoal.
Nice. For a rookie. No, I was kidding.
For the swimming capabilities.
Oh, shit. And I guess we'll...
I'm going to teach some surf.
It was Salamence. And then Milotic. And then it was Flygon. And then it was Lacking. And then it was Swampert. And Deoxys.
Honestly, Salamence is the one I'm most jealous
of.
Yeah,
I like that one a lot, too.
Yeah.
So fucking cool.
My first pick was Rayquaza. I'm not going to lie. But like, see,
I'm surprised. I thought Eric was gonna pick it. I was gonna be
me
like,
too. Yeah. I was like, rush.
I was like,
no, I knew everybody's gonna pick Rayquaza, so I thought I'd pick somebody that's not Rayquaza.
Well, I literally have all three legendaries because they're like my favorite legendaries. Like,
almost the Trico all time. First because I wanted to emphasize how much I love him.
Okay. I remember.
Take your L.
Well, the first gen, I don't remember us doing a good steal, but Bio and then Gen 2 when he took Heracross, I was like, dang, that was the best steal that we had. So, well, not really a steal, but like. He got it first, yeah.
You felt damage?
Yeah, I felt damaged a little bit. And then now I think this one, I'm going to lie, I did my best. But with Salamence, I think I did pretty good.
That was a good one.
So, you got your get back?
Yeah, I get the groove. I finally went from picking Ditto first round to Salamence in my first round. So I'm doing pretty good. I'm upgrading.
You finally understand how this draft works.
Yeah. So that's...
Anyways, I looked up the right height.
Uh-huh.
I'm taller than him by 2 inches.
By 2 inches? No way, dude.
That's wrong. That's the wrong information.
Wait, with or without the hat?
Well... I want to say with.
Now, how wide are y'all? No, I
do weigh more than him.
Oh, what, my God.
More for real?
Yes.
How much does he weigh?
I weigh more than him by like 80 pounds.
Oh, my God. Hero, that's a Pokemon.
That's a fucking low tad worth.
Wait. Does that mean Hero's a Pokemon? I was kidding.
Cosplay ideas?
Oh. Honestly, yeah.
He'll be Walmart, dude. I was kidding.
Get him a poncho and a sombrero.
He weighs 120.
Have him dance.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that real quick. If we had
the closest pick someone, Pokemon weight?
No. Oh. It, like, we have to like pick Eric's Halloween costume for this year, Pokemon, and we'll go in a circle. We'll do a little costume draft right now. No, I was kidding.
Oh, shit.
Eric can dress up as Rayquaza. No, I was kidding.
Just from his underwear. No, I was kidding.
Oh.
Damn.
Can I touch your Rayquaza sometime? I was kidding. I think Tweety could be Snorlax. No, I was kidding.
See.
It's not in Gen 3, though.
No, in general. You're Snorlax. I was kidding. He appears in Gen
3. Yeah, we know. It has to be something.
Hero can be Snorlax 2. No,
he was like
Snorlax. Snorlax, I did. I'm just kidding.
Let me see who's my
example. And then I'll be the girl Gardevoir. I'm just kidding.
I was going to go for Gallade. It's kind of cool. But yeah. Except for the weird hips.
What's wrong with his hips?
They're just online, like, man. It's like a bowl. It's
something to grab, you know?
Yeah.
But he's Gen 4. So.
I see. Yeah.
So we have to save it for later.
He's too young for you.
I wonder who's going to be next for our Gen 4. The plot thickens like Hero.
They're going to.
Whoa. The plot Hero was kidding.
After a 5-patty burger.
Oh, look. I found a height. Like, they're by height.
Okay, what Pokemon are you compared to, like, with height and weight?
I'm looking. Hold on.
Besides Pikachu and Jigglypuff.
Besides Steelix.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Absolutely. Oh, these are from 5'3 is Blastoise.
Okay.
Oh my god. Blastoise is that small?
I'm 5'1". I know, he seems bigger.
That's what she said.
It's probably the
cannons. There's a few in here, but they vary.
I get that a lot.
But the shortest one from this little list is Blastoise.
What was the tallest from that list?
5'11", which should be...
B.O.'s age.
Flamingo.
Mr. Mime?
Flamigo?
Flamigo.
This one's the new ones.
And Slizzler? Sizzler?
What the...
Slazzle?
Sound it out slowly. What letters are there?
CYC.
CYC. Okay.
Oh, Cyclizar.
Cyclizar.
Yeah, good job.
Cyclizar. Oh, I see it now.
Oh my god! It took him 4 years, but hey.
I don't know any of these.
He's a bicycle lizard.
Those are the new ones.
Cerulege.
Cerulege.
Skeldridge.
As in cerulean. As in the blue Hero, color.
Can you just stop? Skeldridge. You're embarrassing someone in front of our
turn off his mic. Turn off his mic.
All right, you know, let's Rune go.
Rigus.
All right, he's good. Thank you guys for coming. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. But yeah, I think that was a good draft. I think that's been the best that we've all done so far.
The best guess we ever had. Like, the last one we had was just...
A little bitch?
Absolutely the
worst. Oh, man. I kind of makes you wonder, like, we already have Bio in the NG universe, and now have Eric in the NGverse. So,
in the NGverse.
I wonder what's going to be next.
They're going to be, bring him back.
I know, right? They're going to be like, bring back Eric, not the other one.
Not the other one. He sounded...
They're going to have their own fan clubs and everything.
I feel like Mitchell would be an interesting choice. Went to jail or something.
Yeah, I think so, too. We're going to have like a Yu-Gi-Oh draft. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit.
Oh, our first ever Yu-Gi-Oh draft.
That'd be so hard. We have to like...
Hey, that's what she said. We can do like Duel Monsters era draft, and then we can do... GX era, and then we can do Fire Beast era.
I guess it'd be just the archetypes at that point.
Oh, yeah. I'll choose Kribo for all of them. Number one pick for all of them. Just because he's a furry boy. Oh, he could be Kribo for Halloween Hero.
How tall is Kribo?
Oh, my gosh.
He should be the Kribo brothers, bro. There's four of us.
Oh, yeah. I caught a blue one. Dibs.
Call the white one.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Hey, yo. You can be the pink or the white one.
I'll be the purple one with the yellow feet.
Yo.
I don't know who's left, but yeah, I'll take him.
The OG one's left.
Yeah, the pink one.
You're the OG
one. Pink one.
You're the pink one. Yeah.
Oh, because Kirby. I saw his emblem.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Kirby's
I see
his hero's favorite. Everything.
Yeah. You know, he went as like Kirby for Halloween this past year.
No, he didn't.
Well, that's
my word. He just looked like Kirby.
Oh, no, you're wearing the shirt.
Oh, yeah. Hero's Kirby Bandit.
What? He's missing an eye. I'm just kidding.
He likes to steal things.
I can't see his height.
It's okay. Well... You know what, Hero? That'll be your assignment for next episode because we are all out of time.
9 inches.
No, not his dick size. I'm on his height, though.
Hero has something that's about that size.
Yeah, his big toe.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you enjoyed our guest. Thank you, Eric, for coming along and being part of our NG family.
And appreciate you being a fan.
Our NG associates.
But before we end this off... We have given the pleasure of giving Eric the title holder of Song of the Week Pika.
It's going to be two. It's going to be two songs of the week.
Oh, two song Pikas.
Hero's picking one.
So we're going to go with Eric first.
Hero's one of the Pikas.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember now. You're one of the Pikas. So we're going to go with Eric first. Okay. Yeah, and then we're going to do you.
Okay. No. Best for last. Eric has to go last.
Okay, yeah. You are the best guest we have so far.
All right. Hero, put your shitty ass song on.
All right. Stop.
Just kidding.
Give me one quick second. For the song,
too. Oh, yeah. Well, while looking for their songs, let's go talk about our new Anya O Plus. Now, instead of 4 to 5 years, it's 2 to 3 years. So, isn't that something great? So, like I said before, if you have hemorrhoids, go to the store nearest Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. All right. Take it away, Hero. Go with the song of the week.
My song is it's called Made by Eddie Zuko.
From Avatar? No, I was kidding.
I love Firebenders. Avatar.
And then you, Eric?
Well, since we did a Pokemon-related thing, I guess we should get something Pokemon-related. So my pick will be I Only Want to Be With You by Post Malone.
I like that.
I haven't heard either one of those.
That's okay. You know, when you go home, you have some work to do.
Got something to do.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening to our episode. And don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Spotify, Facebook, and probably somewhere else. I don't know. We are on iHeartRadio, believe it or not.
And do you want to share your social media, see if the people want to follow you?
Oh, yeah.
I got nothing to post. Okay. But I did see y'all have a TikTok. I'm just waiting for the TikTok video.
We are waiting, too. No,
we are also waiting.
There's some planning going on. And whenever Tweety is ready to participate in our activities, then we'll be good to go. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. I'll talk to y'all guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Damn, it's kind of hot.
I know.
I like that. Nice. Take off your clothes.
All right.
Unzips pants.